I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
More Mercedes in the Morning, now on Mix 94.1.
I forgot to tell you, I got, have you ever been kicked out of anywhere or asked to leave somewhere?
Don't tell me you got kicked out of somewhere.
We got kicked out of somewhere.
What did you do that got you kicked out? What did you do over there?
Oh my gosh, it was so weird. It was so awkward. I actually, it was one of those things where I was like, is this really happening right now? Like, it was so bizarre. So I told you earlier this morning that we went out with some friends over the weekend. We went out to dinner, and it was the first time our husbands were meeting, the Matts. The Matts met. So we were at this restaurant, and we were just having a great meal. And just everyone was getting along, and we were talking. And before I knew it, I noticed like a couple tables had come a couple minutes after us, and then they left. Like we were spending a lot of time there, but like we got dessert and we got coffee. And at one point, our server just stopped coming to our table. So in my mind, I was like, "All right, they're ready for us to leave. You know, it's time for us to go." But one of the Matts was telling a really funny story. And I see the manager approaching, like, I see the manager just looking at our table. And normally, if the place was packed, I would have been like, guys, we got to go. They want to turn this table over like this, you know, we got to go. But there was like two empty tables right next to us. And then in the main dining area, there was like two other empty tables. But I'm like, well, there's no one waiting. We're probably fine. So he keeps telling a story, but I see the manager looking at us and looking away and looking. And then I see her walking towards us. And I'm like, oh boy, she's going to ask us to leave. And so she comes up to the table. She goes, hi, guys, I have a favor to ask you. And one of the Matts, not my Matt, the other Matt, goes, you want us to leave, right? And she goes, yeah. And I'm like, what the heck? There's empty tables. And she's like, you know, we're getting really busy. It's like 9 o'clock at night and there's empty tables. I'm like, what? So I was really annoyed, but I didn't say anything. I just was like, okay, yeah, we'll go. And my husband goes, well, let him finish the story. It's a really funny story. And she goes, that's fine. I'm sorry. And he goes, no, no worries. What's your name? And my husband says this, and she says her name. And he goes, okay, cool. We're friends with so-and-so, who is the manager, which we really are. Mm-hmm. We know the head guy at the place, but who wasn't there. And her face just like changed. And she's like, I'm going to get you guys a coupon for next time you come. You guys can get a discount, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, no, it's okay. We'll finish. And so we walk out the door, and she comes out with these coupons, and it was a nice gesture and stuff. But I was like so shocked that we got kicked out. I've never been kicked out of a restaurant before.
But they just wanted to fill the tables, but there's open tables.
There's already open tables.
You're a four top. There's other four tops next to it in that same area.
There was a four top. There was a like an eight top. There was some other four. I could not figure it out.
And table then
I was
with
like,
a view?
Of the street.
Maybe it was like a hot table.
Maybe that was it.
But there's other four tops in the building to walk up to you guys.
It was so weird. I was just like, okay. So after that, I told my husband, I'm like, don't tell the manager. I don't want her to get in trouble. He's like, no, I'm not going to. He's just like, I wanted to just see her reaction. I don't want her to get in trouble. But I was wondering if we did something wrong. Like, we tipped well. I know we tipped well. I wrote the tip in. I made sure. I was like, we must, maybe we were too loud. I couldn't figure it out. Have you ever been kicked out of anywhere or asked to leave?
I was asked to move at one point. I'll get to that in a second. But yeah, you're not like a loud, even if you have a couple cocktails, you're not like the loud group. You're the, to me, like you're the ideal customer. Nice table of four, very friendly, outgoing. The evening's moving along. I see you're kind of wrapping up. Why ask you guys to leave?
I still don't know. Like part of me wants to follow up and just be like, what was the exact reason? Like, what was the reason? What was the reason? But no, it was just really bizarre. I think maybe, oh, you know what? I wonder if the server was done and just waiting for us to leave. But no, we already gave her check and she wasn't giving us anything. So she totally could have left.
Yeah, you're just enjoying the table.
It was really, really bizarre. But where were you kicked out of?
My buddy and I, this is, gosh, maybe 15 years ago. We were at a bar here in town and this is 4:30, 5 o'clock, weeknight. And we go in and we're sitting at the bar. And there's machines all around the bar. And we're sitting there having a couple cocktails, having a good time. And the bartender comes up to us and he goes, you guys got to move. Wait, what? He goes, yeah, you got to move. Like, well, why? And the bar was empty. He's like, there's some regulars coming in and they want their spot. I'm like,
oh. Oh, no.
Like, seriously? He goes, yeah, just move a couple spots or the other side. And I look up and I see the regulars. And I won't mention any names, but it's a very popular TV anchor here in town. And I see the person. And I'm like, so-and-so. And he sees me.
I would have been like, nope, not moving.
He sees me, and he feels bad. He walks up, and he's like, oh, no, he's fine. We'll sit on the other side of the bar. And he goes and sits on the other side of the bar. I'm like, what kind of, who do you, you know, I'm sorry I'm in your spot.
But he, like, legit said, I want them to move I can sit there.
Yep. And then the bartender asked me to move, and then I looked over, and that's when we made eye contact when he realized that, you know, we know each other. And he felt so bad, and he didn't make us move. He sat on the other side of the bar. Did I ever tell you?
I know who it is. Okay, yeah. Typical. Typical.
But then when I saw the guy, I didn't even say to the bartender, I'm like, I'm not moving for him. And then he looked over, we made eye contact. He's like, no, you guys are fine. You stay. But like he did walk in and saying, hey, you know, that was his attitude. He told the bartender to get us out of my
kick them out.
Get him out of my spot.
I want my spot.
So maybe Mercedes was a popular TV personality, a news anchor that was coming for your table afterwards, and that's why they asked you to leave.
Maybe it was the same person. It could very well have been. Kirk, where were you kicked out of or asked to leave?
So, for those of you who don't remember or don't know what Cece's Pizza is, buffet pizza.
I love Cece's Pizza. Yeah, everything's like set out. You can go and help yourself. It was a cool setup.
Right. So I had some friends in town. One of my buddies is a big Samoan guy who can eat. And instead of picking up the slices he wanted, he picked up like four pizzas and brought them back to the table.
And that didn't go over so well?
At that point.
They were like, okay, it's all you can eat, but not all everyone can eat.
Where's the jambonet? You go. You leave now. The joke from this. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, he's hungry. He paid the price. That's, you know, it's all you can eat. Let him take a whole pizza. He's a growing boy.
I don't know. That's still, if you advertise all you can eat, I'm sorry. But that's the worst when you see someone, like, load their plate up and then they leave half of it. I get so angry when people waste food like that. That makes me crazy.
But at least you got coupons on Saturday night to come back.
I know.
For the 20% off or the actual like gift cards?
I didn't even see it. They gave it to my husband. No, I didn't throw it back. This text says maybe she had that table as a reservation that was coming up. Good point. This one says, I was kicked out of Aeropostale because I didn't match their vibe because I wore all Hot Topic gear. What? You don't match our vibe. Get out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.